And next, we have the story of an honor killing that became the subject of an international bestseller. According to this story, a father in Jordan stabbed and killed his daughter. Her name was Dalia. And the author said she was killed to protect the family name from the shame of a love affair. This book was the subject of an international bestseller. This story was the subject of an international bestseller by the author Norma Curry. The book was called Honor Lost in the United States. Norma Curry described Dalia's father in an interview on Morning Edition last year.
He was not remorseful. He announced with pride that he had killed her because he had had the strength to uphold the customs that he believed in so strongly.
Now this story is being called a fake, and the author Norma Curry stands accused of passing off a work of fiction as fact. The publisher, Simon & Schuster, has withdrawn the book until Curry can prove it's accurate. Renee Montaigne spoke with the journalist who broke that story.
Malcolm Knox is the literary editor for the Sydney Morning Herald in Australia, and he joins me now. Hello.
Hello.
I gather from your reporting that initially doubts were expressed in Jordan about what appeared in the book.
That's right, and I was first contacted by women's advocacy groups in Jordan who were saying this book was doing their cause more harm than good because it was so clearly full of inaccuracies and events that couldn't have taken place.
Now, the practice of honor killings, that would be families killing female relatives for having romantic liaisons.
It's not part of mainstream Jordanian society, but does still go on. I think Amnesty International recorded about 15 cases of it in Jordan last year. Norma Curry was saying this is happening to 5,000 women each year.
One major discrepancy in the book.
Yeah, that was clearly spotted in Jordan, but there were things like the events in the book take place mainly in a hairdressing salon that Norma says she opened with her best friend Dalia, and Dalia was a Muslim and she met this Christian man, and the discovery of this love affair prompted Dalia's Muslim father to kill her. Well, women's groups in Jordan found that not only could nobody remember any such salon existing, but there were legal reasons why such a salon couldn't exist. Women are not allowed to operate unisex hair salons.
How could she have fooled so many people? Her publisher, her agent initially?
Whenever anybody trying to get verification of her so-called life in Jordan, Norma said, you cannot go there because people's lives are in danger.
It turns out that the author was, in fact, born in Jordan, but had been living in Chicago since she was 3 years old.
That's right, and she had a U.S. passport issued in 1996. She'd entered Jordan on this U.S. passport in 2000, and in February this year, I took this material to her, and her response was that this paper trail was all a fabrication. This was how her friends managed to smuggle her out of Jordan. So it wasn't until I came to the United States myself that I found her real family. I sat with her brother and looked at family photo albums, and it was clearly Norma all through her life growing up in Chicago with her children, and nobody knew about these children. She was claiming that she was some kind of, you know, refugee virgin escaped from Jordan and living in secret in part of Australia, living in fear for her life.
When you came to her with the evidence that she was, that you'd seen pictures of her as a child, talked to her mother, what did she say?
She probed me and probed me. She kept saying, what have you got? And I gave her, you know, some convincing stuff. And she got a little bit panicky and she said, I just want to say on the record that I deny everything. But, you know, she told me she had documentation of her life in Jordan. And I said, great, you know, let's see it. And then she said, oh, no, it's not here. And then it was one thing after another. It got to the point where you just couldn't accept this person lying to you any longer.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Renee.
Malcolm Knox is the literary editor for the Sydney Morning Herald. Author Norma Curry's Australian attorney said this week that she will hold a press conference soon.